This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for May 1st, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Maggie Wright. As application monitoring and troubleshooting become more difficult, security professionals are relying on the use of system tools to ease the process. In this tip, contributor Noah Schiffman gives an overview of the new Retrace framework and discusses how the tool can be used to discover and exploit application vulnerabilities. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Tracing Malware Steps with Retrace, written by Noah Schiffman. Reverse engineering is regarded as one of the most difficult specialties in the hacker community. The deconstruction and analysis of software and systems to understand their inner workings is a complex task. It requires a thorough understanding of kernel functions, knowledge of machine code, and experience using disassemblers. While a number of reverse engineering tools exist, a modification of tracing tool Dtrace has led to the creation of the robust reverse engineering framework known as Retrace. Dtrace was introduced with the release of Sun Microsystems' Solaris 10 operating system in 2005. This low-level debugging and monitoring framework allows detailed analysis of system resources used by applications. Among its many advances in kernel debugging, it reduces the time needed for process activity and performance analysis. It has the unique ability to dynamically examine processes across the entire software stack, from kernel mode through user land. Dtrace provides comprehensive system-wide information while allowing the user to receive customized details with granular control. Dtrace receives its shell script interface from the block-based deprogramming language. Its absence of loops and pointers augments system performance, making it safe for use on production systems. The shared library, libdtrace, provides Dtrace with a portal from user to kernel mode. The inspection of kernel resource utilization is queried through probes. Defined in the D language script, kernel interrogation is precisely defined by the probe's quartet of structured syntax: provider, module, function, and name. Retrace, engineering the tool. In order to create the Retrace platform, the data limitations of Dtrace are overcome by its integration with the Ruby programming language. Furthermore, this object-oriented wrapper extends compatibility to other security applications, such as Metasploit. However, a greater use to the reverse engineer is its ability to work with the Interactive Disassembler, or IDA. Their compatibility is brokered by the IDA plugin, IDA Rub, which wraps the IDA SDK for access from Ruby, affording the rapid development of advanced IDA plugins for Ruby environments. Noah Schiffman will continue to discuss the Retrace framework after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
You may not know it yet, but integration is the future. A recent TechTarget survey of nearly 1,000 IT professionals revealed that the integration of network and security operations centers has clearly become a top priority for most organizations. Thankfully, the latest lesson from SearchSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School offers an inside look at the processes involved with merging network and security operations. Learn how SIEMs can enable better enterprise policy enforcement, how to deal with skeptical executives, and much more. Check out this networking security integration lesson and many others at SearchSecurity.com/NetSec. That's SearchSecurity.com/NETSEC.
The combination of Dtrace and Ruby provides the starting point for reverse engineering. Although Retrace utilizes this pair, its real strength lies in its prepackaging or reverse engineering tasks and processes. The detection and instruction pinpointing of stack-based buffer overflows, heap overflow monitoring, and block-level tracing with code coverage visualization are bundled into the Retrace framework. Retrace, how to use it. Reverse engineering malware is an important aspect of security research. Retrace provides an effective combination of debugging and disassembly for reverse engineering of malicious executables. Its ability to control code execution while performing process inspection makes it an excellent tool for dynamic analysis. modern malware employs a number of mechanisms to thwart its discovery and deconstruction. However, Retrace can evade many of these measures through the placement of probes. Using improved EIP register monitoring, instructions responsible for stack overflows can be identified. As dynamically allocated memory becomes a greater attack vector, the need for heap monitoring grows. Retrace not only monitors dynamic allocation functions, but is also able to hook functions aimed at heap overflows. The potential of Retrace has yet to be realized. Its versatility allows the creation of rootkits and malware, as well as their disassembly and analysis. Hopefully, it will continue to be used as a system analysis tool for developers and administrators. However, since resources are almost always misused for malicious intent, its application and security may prove to be its greatest value. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.